The first contributor you will be hearing from tonight is Francis Fox Piven. Francis is on the faculty of the City University of New York Graduate Center. Together with Richard Clower, she's the author of Regulating the Poor, Poor People's Movements, Why Americans Still Don't Vote, Challenging Authority, and the one I like the best, Who's Afraid of Francis Fox Piven? The article she wrote is entitled Welfare in a New Society, An End to Intentional Impoverishment and Degradation. Fran, can you sum up this article for us?
I will, and thank you, Debbie. But first I want to thank Debbie and Michael for making me part of this party. And I especially want to thank Frances, because Frances is an old friend, and she's like a sister to me. Don't we sort of look alike? And my mother, and she's my daughter. Frances is my family, and she has been that for quite a long time. So this event means a lot to me in personal terms. But I want to say just a word, because I promise not to talk too much, about why it's important in political terms. A lot of you here can remember how some 35 years ago, a kind of frumpy woman who wanted to be schoolmarm to the world, named Maggie Thatcher, announced, "There is no alternative." There is no alternative, she meant, to the aggressive international capitalism that she was promoting. In fact, she even said, there is no such thing as society. There are only individuals, and then she added reluctantly, and families. Well, you know, you can laugh at Maggie Thatcher, but she was part of an aspect of the capitalist assault that has always been very important, was very important in the 19th century, and it became enormously important in the 20th and 21st century. And that aspect is the propaganda campaign that tells people that capitalism, neoliberal capitalism, is rooted in nature, that it's a machine that operates according to the laws of nature, that it's not made by people, and that because it is natural, that operates according to a natural law of supply and demand, there is no alternative. This book is the beginning of what we have to do in a big way, which is to explain why, yes, there are alternatives. There is an alternative. It is possible to have a democratic economy, and we're going to call it socialism. I took advantage of the fact that I had the mic, because I'm supposed to talk about my contribution. And my contribution is about welfare in this new democratic and socialist society. Well, will we have welfare in that society? After all, our first imperative is equality, is it not? Our first demand is to redistribute the fortunes that they have stolen, fortunes that were built up in the past. They've stolen the pensions. Of ordinary people. They've stolen our wealth, the wealth that was earned through muscle and blood and tears and hopes and imagination. So we have to do a lot of redistribution, and we have to break up the financial system that operates like a train out of control. Of course, make it into a public utility. That's a beginning. I don't know exactly how to do that, but maybe one of you do. So we'll do that. We'll do that. But I said in my little piece, even given this grand imperative, there are going to be people who are going to be kind of be left out. They're going to maybe not be able to work. Maybe they'll be disabled. Or maybe they just will live in another world of their own making. And, you know, it's very important in our new society that we include everybody and that we provide a decent life for everybody. And we in a way, can learn how to do that by looking at the way capitalism has treated poor people. Capitalism has treated poor people by making of them outcasts. The consequence of that has been bad not only for the poor, but it's been bad for everybody, all the working people who fear becoming poor. So in this new society, we should really have a universal income. Why not? It's going to be a rich society. We're not going to, we don't want a growth society that'll put more poison into the air and the water, but there is enough. There is enough. Everybody should have a subsistence income. And nobody should have to talk to a bureaucrat or a social worker or an income maintenance clerk or any other kind of investigator to earn their income. And with that income, some of us will write poetry. Some of us will do some work, hard work. We may even clean the toilets. And then we'll get a little more for that, maybe. We haven't worked out the details. But everybody is included. Everybody has economic security. No more welfare.
Thank you, Fran.